This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Open for Business here on BFM 89.9. I'm Christine Wong. Not all of us have found something sweet to rely on over the course of the MCO, but for Darren Tan, focusing on the ice cream with the Ice Dream Cafe was the perfect pandemic pivot. He's on the line with me now to discuss all of that. This is not your first time on the BFM airwaves, but for people who don't know about you, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and about Ice Dream Cafe?
Hey, Christine. Thanks for having me. Yeah, basically, it's not our first time talking to BFM. We actually had the interview session, I think, a few years ago, and we have been running this cafe for the past 5 years. And we are a neighborhood cafe that just want to serve some delicious ice cream, desserts, and coffee around the Damansara area.
So you started off in 2015. Tell me a little bit about how you've progressed from 2015 until, I guess, right before the MCO.
Yeah, to be honest, we struggled between 2018 to 2019. So we just had this really stagnant business over a period of time, and we were thinking to actually shut it down before the MCO. The reason being is getting really competitive, the whole industry, as well as the COVID-19 actually affected right before March. The whole economy just not doing well, and we were struggling to find new customer base. And also, we are pretty stuck getting the same customer, but can't further expand our business due to cash flow issue.
Right.
Yep.
But then, you know, obviously at the moment you aren't closed, right? Even with that bit of stagnation in 2019, you actually kind of used the MCO in a way to try something new. So tell me a bit about that.
Yeah, so we have decided to give it a last try after the announcement of MCO because we are working very closely with our partner, StoreHub. So they actually approached us asking whether we would like to try their new Bibit platform, which is the online delivery, food delivery platform. Mm-hmm. So we were one of the first to pilot the whole program. So, you know, we had nothing to lose. So we just said, yes, please go ahead. So we actually turned around from a retail front to online within a week, just right smack, you know, in the middle of the MCO. And we faced a lot of challenges. First of all, we weren't familiar with online delivery. We had zero knowledge on online delivery. We had products on GrabFood previously, but it wasn't working very well for us. That's why we decided to, you know, just let it go. But hey, we have no choice, so we have to push for this Bib delivery. So we work very closely. At first, there weren't many riders would like to take on jobs because, you know, it's new. They don't know what to expect. So we get a lot of cancellations, and our product quality as well. Storage is also one of the challenge.
Right.
Because delivery, you need to have pre-pack packaging and to send out, you know, to the rider and rider to the customer.
Mm-hmm.
So when we receive order, we will just scoop fresh from a big tub to a takeaway tub, and by the time, you know, got to the customer door friend, and it's already melted.
Yeah, so actually that was actually going to be my next question, right? Because your main product that you have for delivery is ice cream, and just logistically, as you've sort of alluded to, it must be a total nightmare, especially in the tropical heat of Malaysia. So, I mean, how did you circumvent these issues?
Yeah, like I said, we actually learned from our mistake. We received a lot of complaints from our customers. And we were thinking, you know, what would be the best way to deliver the item to our customer. So first of all, we need a cooler bag to actually retain the chill, you know. of the ice cream? And second of all, what if a far distance customer that, you know, require more than 30 minutes to be delivered, then we have no choice but to purchase dry ice.
Mm-hmm.
Using dry ice is not environmental friendly. It's debatable, but we had no choice because we received tons of complaints, and we decided to, you know, just put a tiny bit of dry ice to retain the chill.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So we sourced everything: the cooler bag, the packaging of the ice cream takeaway tub, the dry ice. So as you can imagine, you know, it's really messy. And as well, you know, the cancellation, rider cancellation is not helping as well.
Right.
The software, the POS software is just, yeah, it's just a nightmare.
But I imagine that now with, you know, at least a few months of experience under your belt in terms of this e-commerce pivot, right, that you've sort of worked out most of the kinks already at this point. So tell me a little bit how you guys are doing right now.
Yeah, I mean, we had a lot of experience from the first MCO 1.0.
Mm-hmm.
We learned from our mistakes, and we basically just turned everything around from a retail front to like a mini mart right now. Mm-hmm. At our storefront. Yeah, if you have a chance, you know, I would like you to come and have a look as well. we basically had one storage freezer to become 10 storage freezer right now.
Got it. So essentially, what used to be your cafe storefront is essentially now like a tiny ice cream warehouse.
Yes, exactly. So not only that, we also, you know, during the MCO, it's tough time. So we also want to give a check to our friends,
mm-hmm.
Some of the ice cream players in this market. So we are very close with, I don't know whether you heard of them, but it's 40 Licks Ice Cream,
mm-hmm.
Cabana, as well as Cali Ice Cream. So we just, you know, try to help each other, mm-hmm. see what we can do. I just, you know, call them and ask, hey, I have this online platform and I need more varieties. Are you guys interested to come in, you know,
right.
just to help each other out?
Right.
So, yeah. So until today, we are still selling their product on our platform. I'm really thankful,
mm-hmm.
of their support. Yeah. So what's the difference right now compared to MCO 1.0 is we had only 20 over flavors. Right now, we have 50 over flavors.
Mm-hmm.
So we are, you know, pivoted to more varieties for our customers.
All right. I do want to ask you a bit more about, you know, how you have multiple brands working with you after the break. But for now, we will take a short break for some messages as well. This is, of course, Open for Business with Darren Tan. I'm Christine Wong. And tune in after the break for more of our conversation on BFM 89.9.
Banish feudal mentality. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Open for Business. I'm Christine Wong. I have Darren Tan of the Ice Cream Cafe on the line, although now they are actually IDC and they send ice cream to your doorstep for a little sweet treat during the MCO. Before the break, we were discussing their pivot from being a cafe and more of a retail storefront to being purely e-commerce throughout the MCO, as well as featuring some of the brands that they're working with now. As you mentioned earlier before the break, that, you know, IDC doesn't just sell your own flavors. You don't just sell your own IDC products. You also have, as you mentioned, Cali, 40 Licks, etc. But tell me a little bit about, you know, how this is beneficial to them, because as far as I understand, at least for Cali, they do have their own e-commerce element as well. They have their own Instagram page, for example. What's the sort of benefit of all of these companies selling on your platform as opposed to having their own individual platform and not being listed amongst, you know, other players in their field?
Right. Especially for Cali, I understand that they have their own platform.
Mm.
They have their website, and yeah, they are solely, you know, selling on their products exclusively. So what we are trying to do here is we wanted to pivot it to our ice cream shop, to ice cream marketplace.
Yeah.
Having said that, we also have a lot of other brands except for Cali. Uh-huh. So what's the beneficial benefit for them, right? So yeah. It's actually more crowd so that people actually have more choice when they log into our website.
Mm-hmm.
So it's another channel for them and they have nothing to lose because when they actually list their product on our website, we pay them cash upfront,
mm-hmm.
and we do our own promotion, we run our own ads, and we have more varieties for our customers, so more people get to know their brand as well. And when we handle our customer, mm-hmm. when they ask us what is Cali ice cream, then we will actually explain to them what is Cali ice cream as well. So we just want to, you know, offer a lot more varieties for our customers.
Right, so that's how that benefits the customers, and that's also how it benefits the other brands that you feature on your platform. But, I mean, what about you guys personally? How does it benefit you guys to feature essentially competing products alongside your own in-house products as well?
When we source the product, uh-huh. we are not exactly competing with each other. So every brand has their own specialty.
Right.
Such as Cali is low calorie.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no other brands that is competing with them right now. We had Cabana. Cabana is their specialty is acai berry,
mm-hmm.
organic acai berry, which mm-hmm. is very unique flavor whereby you can't get it elsewhere. Another brand, which is 4DLX, which we are working very closely. They have a very interesting local flavors. So all these are not competing with each other. With our own brand as well, we had a few imported from different countries. One of them is Kapiti. So as you can see, you know, it's just more varieties and different functionality and different varieties.
Hmm. Actually, talking about the fact that you do have, you do feature international brands and products, right? Was that at all impeded by the MCO in terms of logistics?
Yes, it does affect the shipments, the logistics, what they call the delivery part. Everything is just, slow down. It's just not helpful during MCO because it's just so messy. People don't know what to do and don't know what to expect, so they would rather not deliver.
Mm.
And we got a lot of stock hold up because of that.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we had no choice but to source from our friends at one point in time.
Mm.
Yeah. On top of that, packaging is not helping as well. When we want to repack it from a big tub to a takeaway tub, everything was run out. No takeaway packaging.
Mm, right.
Yeah. So that's a nightmare we face. Mm-hmm.
And so tell me a little bit about, you know, obviously now your storefront, you've sort of converted it more into a storage space or kind of a base for your stock, essentially. At the moment, are you making enough money to maintain those overhead costs?
I would say we are just barely, breaking even.
Mm-hmm.
But at least I don't have to lay off anyone here. And we have sufficient cash flow to purchase our inventory. So we honestly, you know, up to now, we still don't know what to expect as we are going through MCO 2.0.
Mm-hmm.
We are just surviving.
Right. Yeah. That's fair enough. Yeah. And, you know, I think it's safe to say that a lot of entrepreneurs are facing, you know, really similar issues and really similar concerns as you are in these times as well. Now, I do want to ask you a little bit about, you know, you seem to have a very community-minded business and, you know, this bringing together an aggregation of multiple brands underneath one platform, for example. But you also had a Feed the Frontliners campaign. Tell me a little bit about that.
That was a very good initiative from one of our customers. Basically one day, one of these customers just messaged us and asked what can she do if she wants to feed, you know, the rider. Basically just purchase one scoop of ice cream for the rider because she just wanted to thank them to be out there and deliver food to them. So we were like, hey, that's a good idea. Why not, you know, you purchase with 50% and we support the 50%. And she was really happy. And yeah, the rider got the ice cream. The rider actually thanked her They took a photo to each other. So we were really, you know, touched by this story. Hence, we decided to put these options for our customer if they would like to feed the frontliner. So what they do is just to pay 500 to either buy them a scoop of ice cream before they deliver the ice cream to them, or buy a cup of coffee before they deliver the food to them. So the rider usually were very touched, and they can get a rest before they, you know, take off for another delivery. So yeah, it's just like a pit stop, you know, to our riders. Yeah.
In all of this, you know, as much as businesses are worried about, you know, their potential success and how to keep up those costs, it's really important for us to support and to, you know, understand how important our frontliners are as well. So that's really lovely and nice to hear that, you know, that's something that you guys perpetuate. I'm curious to hear now about your plans for the future. At any point, do you see at any point you going back to your previous business model in any capacity?
Going back to our business model, there's something that I'm sure the answer is no. We are very, not to say positive, but we are definitely taking the online platform to the next level. So what we are trying to do right now is to tidy up the whole online platform system, how we can get the ice cream to our customer in a better quality than now. But what we think, you know, very important point to know is always listen to your customer, and they actually taught us a lot. Because of them, we had all this SOP right now. We are trying to set up our own online platform as well as our own transportation as well.
Fantastic. Well, I'm really looking forward to hearing more from IDC about hopefully how, you know, everyone will have access to something to sweeten up the MCO. But thank you very much, Darren, for speaking to me today.
Thank you, Christine.
You've been listening to Open for Business, of course, with me, Christine Wong. I've been speaking to the co-founder of Ice Dream Cafe / IDC, Darren Tan, about their pivot into being an ice cream e-commerce platform. Now, if you want to listen to the podcast, anything you missed, go ahead and download our app on the App Store or Google Play, or you can actually head over to our website, bfm.my/podcasts. We're also on Spotify and wherever else you can get your podcasts as well. This has been Open for Business here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.